Step 5. Give thanks to the trigger. As you explore these 6 steps and you discover that there is absolutely nothing to fear, there is absolutely no pain, you will begin to exalt in the precious nature of this gift you have been given. Triggers are nature's way of cleaning you out. You will, either immediately or eventually, sometimes or always, find yourself in step 5. It takes incredible strength to act as a trigger. On the rare occasion that a trigger, when the trigger is a person, is conscious prior to catalyzing someone into the state of being triggered, this requires tremendous courage. More often, the catalyst becomes aware that they have been a catalyst after the fact. Sometimes, they never realize this. What is important and incredibly valuable is that they effectively catalyze, not that they have conscious awareness of doing this. But when someone who is triggered is blind to the natural brilliance of what a trigger is, what do they typically do? They lash out, they blame, they try everything they can to externalize their non-recognition of what is transpiring. And in their innocence, their naivete, they throw their fear and thus their discomfort in the direction of who or what triggered them. They miss the boat. They completely distort the opportunity. So when you begin to recognize the shining gift resting in your own hands, you will begin quite naturally to feel moved to thank the trigger. You will, in your own precious way, silently and internally, or directly and with profuse gratitude, thank him, her, or it, for triggers are not always people. They can be ideas, emotions, places, events, circumstances. You will thank him, her, or it for having catalyzed you into liberty. For they will have opened a sacred door, a precious window of opportunity for you to empty out your past. Most likely, you'll thank the trigger in a private ceremony of acknowledgement, for it's only you who really needs to celebrate God's grace in this sterling moment. And very probably, the one who triggered you has absolutely no conscious clue what they did in service for you. For triggers are coordinated on our unconscious levels, beyond the watchful eye of ego. For if ego caught wind of what soul is lining up, it, in Commission 1, would freak out. It would jangle the alarms, crying, "Danger, danger, stop the action!" It quite simply wouldn't allow the trigger to be carried out. Step 6. Ask for more. Once you begin to experience the incredible lightness of being, the sustained forever afterglow of being reborn free of your own prior suffering, you will want more. You may then ask the universe, God, Creator, Allah, Jehovah, Great Spirit, or whatever name you choose to speak, setting up a sacred contract as you do to, please give me more triggers, gentle ones ideally, to expediently empty out my past, for I'm beginning to recognize the pain that I've been unduly carrying by blindly not accepting, celebrating, and embracing these sacred windows to drain out my past. And now I do. I realize that this is a painless way you offer me to free myself, to birth myself into present time, and I want this. So please, orchestrate for me some simple triggers that I may completely drain out my past and enter now. May you, once you're ready to receive this, be completely free of the former past in you.